And you are listening to Dav and Den. On the break, you were listening to Pressure 4-5. That was Pieces and Beat the World on... Because I lowered the wrong thing. That's why. So let's see. What did we discuss? Pip has a weird fascination with sea cucumbers.
Yes.
She knows all about where they have teeth and their never parts. I was a little bit of a scamp and fun to be in class with in college.
Apparently.
I'm a terrible person because I'm not chasing after parents who don't care enough for trophies for their daughter.
There are sparkly trophies going to waste.
Pip is a wise woman, and Joe concurred that I shall take a 30-day timeout of the scam groups.
Look, he put himself in timeout.
And Joe is an obsessive logger of hours that you help him. So, so I'm sure he's logged exactly what you and I do, Pip, on this show compared to what he does on this show.
You've never noticed him jotting those notes?
Dude, even with his comedy, he's got like fucking notes. Oh, I grade this joke a B. This one gets an A. I'm like, what, Seth? It was all D's. What are you talking about?
But I was performing your work.
Let me tell you, if I graded your set, it would sound like this. All F's.
You tried. You tried. You couldn't leave it, but you tried. Anyway, enough of us. We are joined, first time on our show, with a ghost hunter.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we are very we please welcome Gail Newcomb of IndiePara.com.
Hello.
Hello. Glad to have you with us.
Hope you don't have any creepy friends with you. Don't need them running around the house.
Haven't seen any lately.
Well, I mean, Pip is right here, but besides
that. She has one creepy friend with her, but it wasn't the ones you were referring to, I'm sure.
So this is kind of interesting. I mean, we've seen the shows on television and everything with the orbs and everything, but what exactly where they're hanging out in like an insane asylum, where Joe usually is, and like they camp out overnight and they see like flashes of light and go, that's a ghost or somebody with a Kodak. I don't know what it is. But what is a ghost hunter?
Well, there are all different kinds of ghost hunters. There are the ones you see on TV. Some of them are mostly true. Some of the other ones make up a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Are you saying they're trying to manipulate what we see for television?
No, I would never say such a thing.
Okay. Find that hard to believe.
I know. I'm scandalized. Go on.
And then there are your everyday human beings like the group I'm with. Well, maybe we're not exactly everyday human
Yeah, I don't think everyday people going, you know what? I see Casper. Let's go. I don't think that's happening every day.
I'll meet you at the graveyard at 10.
Exactly.
Bring the flashlight.
What are you doing? I'm chasing ghosts. What are you doing? Taking the kids to school, you creep. It's not everyday stuff. It's kind of an unusual thing.
Yes.
It's an unusual hobby, I'd say. Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I've been interested. Well, when I was little, I was actually terrified of the thought of a ghost. Mm. I mean, when I was little and my mother brought me to church, they still used the old language, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and I'd get scared.
Mm. Yeah.
And say, why does God have to be with a ghost?
Well, because he's God. Why wouldn't you hang out with a ghost?
Yeah, no. Yes. But anyway.
See
so,
God palling around with, like, Spooky and Casper.
They probably did Casper. Yeah, Casper. They're all nice guys.
Got all the ghosts of Christmas past, future. They're just all hanging out, entertaining God. God's like juggle ghosts.
I was cool as long as God wasn't hanging around with a clown, because then I'm out.
Oh, absolutely.
We should have a clown hunter on next week.
Oh, Jesus.
Just harpooning them at the circus.
I'll be phoning it in.
We'll get the disgruntled clown on.
Can I help with the harpooning?
She doesn't like clowns, but she likes
ghosts.
Let
me use that call. You know, the clown horn.
All right, anyway. All right, so your mom takes you to church.
Right, and I'm scared because apparently God hangs out with a ghost.
Right.
Then fast forward a few years later, and the show Dark Shadows comes on.
Oh, yeah.
What is Dark Shadows?
It was a show, character was Barnabas Collins, if I'm correct.
I met him several times.
Oh, really? Did you?
Yes.
Is it based on a true story?
It was like a ghost show. I remember going to my friend's house and watching it when we were kids back in the 70s.
It was like
you don't remember it either?
No, I don't.
Oh. Dark Shadows, really?
No, it's really weird because as much as I like creepy stuff and Halloweeny
stuff.
Well,
Mr. Helix prides himself on that.
Yes, absolutely. it was the attraction. I don't remember Dark Shadows.
It was like a soap opera with supernatural characters.
I remember the ghost of Mrs. Muir.
I do too.
I'm surprised you guys remember that but don't remember Dark Shadows because that was right around that time.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was. Yes.
Ghost of Mrs. Muir was a little later, actually.
Oh, was it? Really?
I
okay.
Think,
yeah, it was like four at the time.
Dark Shadows was 65-71.
Oh, that's before my time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're watching this show.
So, at first it scared me, of course.
Was it meant to scare people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Then, after a while, I kind of got fascinated by some of this. And people during that time, I was growing up during the late 60s, when you were an adolescent, it was pretty common to mess around with a Ouija board or, you know.
Yeah, they're made by Milton Bradley.
Right.
Are they?
Yeah. I think it's made, or Parker Brothers is one of them.
One of those.
Yeah, like you could go to like the toy store. Absolutely. I've messed around with them.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You can still see them at garage sales and whatnot.
Oh, I have one. It's just I never used it, really.
Yeah, it turns out it's not a good idea.
No.
But wait a minute. All right, let's talk about that for one second. I hate to distract you. How is a mass-produced thing in a toy company really communicating? That's a little hard to believe.
Well, it's not what you're using to communicate. It's what you're trying to do with it.
So I don't even need the Ouija board.
Technically.
So we could, like, make up something, and if our intentions were to communicate with the other side, theoretically we could.
Right. Now, okay. The only issue with that is, in my opinion, and in the opinion of a number of other educated people, is that if you're using something like that, there's every possibility you think you're communicating with Uncle Ted, but it's not really Uncle Ted. It could be somebody really bad that you might not be able to get rid of.
Well, that's
get
always
to go away.
That's always the fear. Like, well, you have to do it with like an expert. You know, we'll probably have Amanda on here at some point, because I guess they have a better way of knowing if you're talking to Uncle Ted or, you know, the Uncle Ted's rapist.
Or you're opening up some gateway to something evil. Or
exactly, a portal.
Well,
exactly.
I had. There was a comic that was a medium. And I was working one weekend with her at a hotel in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And after the show, we went upstairs. The bar staff brought us upstairs. There was a guy that committed suicide or died in one of the rooms. And she had these rods. And the first thing she did was communicate with her medium spirit, spirit. And that spirit would be the guidepost to get this. So I guess in that realm, I guess you would go to the spirit that knows you and they would be the go-between and let you know if this other spirit is real or not.
Right, but not all mediums have spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good friend up in Wappingers Falls who has a haunted house where we've had investigations that were quite active and quite interesting, and she happens to be a medium. She's not psychic. She's a medium. She sees dead people.
Didn't work out for Jolie Osmond. What career has he had since?
She found this out when she was in elementary school and went to a funeral. She had been in Catholic school, and all the students went to the funeral of the custodian. And she couldn't understand why everyone was crying and upset, because she saw the deceased standing by his casket, smiling and waving at her.
Wow.
Yes.
Is there a religious aspect to it? Because you've mentioned, like, Catholic school and church. You have to be, like, a certain religion to see this stuff. So, like, are there Muslims, like, seeing Muhammad?
That I don't know.
Because you never hear of Muslims. Because, like, if you're a Muslim and you could see Muhammad, maybe it's all right to draw his cartoon. Shouldn't somebody talk to him?
If they're observant Muslims, they're going to believe, to my knowledge, they're going to not believe that something is the spirit of a deceased human, they're automatically going to think it's a demon.
Yeah, but what about those virgins hanging out there? Couldn't you pick and choose? I mean, these are legitimate questions. If you're going to believe that there's an afterlife, these are legitimate questions. Wait a minute, before I blow up, I'm going to get myself a medium, and I'm going to pick my virgins, and then I'm going to go into the market and explode myself, because I'm going to be with those virgins in a couple minutes. Let me pick!
Well, that would assume that the virgins had been living people on Earth and were dead, and that's why they were
heaven.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but how else could there be virgins?
Well, maybe
you can't bang an angel.
Maybe they were never corporeal
bodies. Because it's never been said.
Maybe it's a secret.
Has anybody ever seen Jesus Christ? I mean, he's supposed to be a ghost.
Well, a bunch of guys, and then they wrote the Bible.
Yeah, the semen toast.
A ghost.
Well, he's the Holy Ghost.
No, that's not Jesus.
You're talking to a Jewish guy, Edumacated.
Wait a minute. He is a holy. He came back.
It's New Testament stuff.
So your friend saw the janitor standing there. How long was he standing there for? Did she see him a while? Was it just a brief flash?
A few minutes.
Really?
Few minutes.
And he looked. He was happy. And
Wow. So she knew not to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So why her?
She was there.
Why her?
Different people have different abilities.
But do you ever question like that and go? Don't you ever question and go, well, I want to see it too? I mean, because that's a very vivid picture. You're not talking about seeing like a light like we see on the television.
Right.
You're talking about seeing the full
person
in broad daylight waving. I mean, as a person, you go, oh, I don't know if I believe that. This is a little girl. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe she imagined that because that's how she's dealing with her grief.
But, you know,
let her answer.
Right.
Well, I have a pretty broad view on certain things, especially since I've had a number of things happen to me, and I'm what you would politely call middle-aged, so I've had a number of years of experience. So I just happen to believe that in the universe, some people might be good at pickling, and some people
I didn't say I was good at pickling. I said I pickled.
You were alluding.
was I bragging about my pickling skills?
I think you were.
I have a way of doing that.
Yeah.
Some people are good.
So you take it. So, you said we were talking beforehand, you're a religious person. So you have that.
I am.
So you take a lot of things on faith. So this would be something that you take on faith.
I consider myself somewhat religious, but I'm Episcopalian. Episcopalians are required to think and question.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
It's true. I back in my Episcopalian days, that was part of the whole appeal to it for
That's
me.
That's cool.
Is that you're required to question and not just take everything on faith, quote unquote.
But there's certain things. I was working up at a club about 3 years ago, and there was a situation where this woman fell over, she fainted, she was drunk, mm-hmm. and she fell over. But that's not the main story. While we were attending to her...
Oh, many of our stories do involve that.
Already,
but that's how we like to start.
It's the opening of like 60% of our stories. But
dear diary.
But while people were attending to her, all of a sudden, I watched this glassware fly off the shelf of the bar. And I go, what happened there? And one of the that's the ghost. And I go, the what? That's the ghost. He does that. He'll throw stuff off the bar.
Do you know what some people would give to experience?
I saw that.
That's
and
amazing.
I also
drink a lot.
I also saw when I saw with the other medium, I saw that the medium had these rods that were moving in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, all right, it's a carnival trick. She gave them to the bar manager. And I've known the bar manager, you know, several years. And I know that she has no experience in this. And she's holding her, and the rods are moving back and forth. I saw that. And that's not a trick, because I was thoroughly skeptical. And I'm watching it through skeptical
eyes. Yeah, but you know
what?
I'm not saying it's a trick or not. But if you saw a really good illusionist or magician, you could have your eyes on them. And a really good magician or illusionist...
That's true. If that was the woman that was the medium, but not the bartender.
Well, who knows what the bartender? I mean, I don't know. This might be something they've worked
out. It's the bartender. You know her. She's
I don't know her.
She's not a medium. You've been worth that joint. She's not going to know how to do that. I was very convinced.
I do understand what Davin's saying, though, because a friend of mine, her husband taught me a trick, and what you do is. He told people at a party who had never met me before that I was psychic, and they were intrigued. And so he said, yeah, she can tell, you know, she can see what card is there if you lay
the
man on
the table.
You're sure
he didn't say psycho?
No. That
we weren't at that party.
That would have been accurate. He was lying.
He was lying. He's a liar.
Liar. If he said psycho, I'd say, yes, okay. So what you do is you put four cards out in a square, and... you pick a card. Like say it's all four aces, you know, and so you have to know which and which card is the ace of spades. So you mix them all up, and so, I mean, you do have a 25% chance of guessing it right. But, or you can pick any cards and just to put them down in four, and show the people in the room where the card went, which of the four it is, and then the person who's supposed to be the psychic goes into the other room and stands there for a bit. And then you come back in the room and pretend to concentrate. And then the person who is your confidant, my friend's husband, mm-hmm. picks up his drink, casually drinks from it, puts it back down on the coaster closest to the corner where the card is.
Okay.
Very casually, just kind of out of your peripheral vision, see what he does, pretend to be concentrating on the card, and then you say the card that's in the position where he put his drink down on the coaster. And I kept doing it and do it, and wow. these people never caught on. We could have done that all night. They're like, oh my God, that's 8 times in a row. And it's like, yeah, he's getting drunk, but it's like, yeah, every time.
Well, for the most part, we it's don't usually trick. Use things like the rods. We're usually mm-hmm. using electronic gizmos. They say ghost hunters do it in the dark with things that require batteries and light up.
I have that t-shirt. I got it at Seaside Heights.
You have that experience.
I do. I'm like a ghost hunter.
Oh, my.
Ghost is a euphemism in that case.
Hunter is a goal.
But what kind of equipment specifically? I've seen you use one thing.
The one that lights up or the one with just the little numbers?
The app that's on your phone.
Oh.
Wait a minute. There's ghost hunting apps now?
Yes, yeah.
There are. Yes, there are.
There's a bunch of Chinese people inventing ghost hunting apps?
Yes.
Lord. What's the ghost hunting app called?
There are a number of them.
Of course there
yes.
are.
Yes, yes.
There's apps for everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Now are they compatible with Android and Apple?
I have an Apple, so there must be ones for Androids, I would think.
Fucking Steve Jobs thinks of everything.
Apple's all you need.
They supposedly, I'm not too sure about the phone app. I mm-hmm. won't depend on that.
Okay.
I'll use my EMF meter or the K2 meter.
What's an EMF meter?
Okay. EMF is electromagnetic field.
Okay.
These tools are actually used by electrical people, mm-hmm. electricians. The ones with the EMF meter just has numbers on it, and you point it towards something. You can tell where your electric line is because you'll see the numbers go up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I point it at you, it's not going to show. It'll show a 1 or a 2 like it would with any of us.
Because bodies do have a little bit of electrical activity.
Yeah,
in
right.
them.
In our brain, we have electrical activity.
Yeah, right. So but it can read.
You wouldn't understand, Chuck.
Not exactly, because we're not super
conductive.
Conductive. We're not putting out a whole lot.
No, we're not.
Of EMFs.
No, the three of us are not.
Nah,
no.
we're dim. We're dim. You're not lighting a village with this brain power.
Right. But if I put it near that refrigerator, say, that uses a lot of power because it's got a compressor in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you would see the numbers go up quite a bit. Now, this gets a little complicated because one place we were investigating was an old building. And we were in the dining room, and there was a basement underneath the dining room. And we wondered why, no matter where we went, the K2 meters we were using, which runs on the same premise, except it's got little lights on it that light up to show you more or less electric field
okay.
going on. We wondered why, no matter where we went, in the dining room we got a 3, the third light, you know. All
no
the
matter where I go, I always
the...
get 3s too. It sucks.
But we knew we weren't going to get accurate information.
Because there was enough other electronics.
Well, what we found out when we went downstairs to the basement was in the basement, the electrical lines were all in the ceiling.
Okay.
Well, that's cool that you guys are actually not just trying to, like, go, aha! You know, it's cool that they're actually trying to get mm-hmm. some type
We're
of...
We're trying to debunk things.
So now, when you go into plays, are you trying to prove, like, because everybody has a mindset. Are you trying to prove that something does not exist there or that something does exist there?
We're trying to find an explanation for whatever is occurring. And we try and eliminate any scientific explanation for that. We don't go immediately thinking, oh, you had a glass fall off your shelf. It's paranormal. You know, it's your Aunt Tilly throwing the glasses around because she's cheesed off that you changed the color of the curtains.
I have to say that you ghosts have the most fascinating names.
Aunt Tilly. Nobody's scared of Tilly.
It wasn't Ted. It was Tad.
No, it was
Ted.
No,
it was Ted.
Ted? Oh, sorry.
Yes.
I thought
you have
heard
a ghost
Tad.
Named Ted?
No.
No.
Now, have you actually seen the ghosts and stuff?
I saw something in my living room years ago, and another person also saw it at the same time, because we both kind of looked at each other and went, did you see that? Yeah, did you see that? Over by the steam pipe in my living room, all of a sudden, nobody was there at first, then all of a sudden, we saw most of a guy.
Wow.
I say most of a guy because the face wasn't clear. You couldn't really see who it was. Whoever it was, it looked like a man, and he was wearing dungarees and a work shirt, and beyond that, we couldn't tell.
Now, could it be steam?
No.
Could not be. Well, you saw colors?
Yes.
Is that normal to see colors?
Yes.
You're right.
Now, was there a backstory of somebody that was in the house prior that he might have been based on?
I had asked my next-door neighbor to describe his father because my next-door neighbor grew up in our house. But we weren't really able to conclusively determine that that's who it was.
But why else would it, like, if a ghost wasn't part of that house, if a person wasn't part of the house, why would a ghost be there? Do they travel?
Oh, my gosh. There are a million explanations for this. For one thing...
Give us three.
Okay. For one thing...
Well, we don't have time for a million.
I know, but, you know...
Even if you see something, it might not be an actual ghost.
Okay.
Because you have two kinds of hauntings. You have intelligent hauntings, which... The being will interact with something. It will either look you straight in the eye, or, you know.
But they can't talk, right? You never hear, like, ghosts talking.
They say boo, stupid.
only when they're watching your set, you asshole.
Those aren't ghosts, those are audience
live people, yeah.
Tom said earlier that just means it's a bad joke being told.
To the EVPs and the extremely loud voice I heard next to my pillow one night. Which
You're hogging the blanket. Oh, it's the husband.
It's the cling peaches.
Then there's what they call a residual haunting, which is if something possibly traumatic or very meaningful happened in a particular spot. Certain materials, quartz and shale, places near water, certain things will be more likely to absorb strong energy, the theory is, and it's like a tape playing over and over and over.
So, like, if there's, like, a hanging by a tree by a lake.
Right.
And you
could possibly see it.
If
reenacted.
You're predisposed to have those abilities, you would see that on constant.
Right. And you may not even necessarily have to be predisposed to having those abilities if it's something residual, because it's just going to
Then everybody would see it. I mean, if it was on constant replay and people are going down by the lake or the tree, everybody would see it. Not everybody sees these
Not
things.
Necessarily constantly, but perhaps on the anniversary of...
Now, is this
the,
are they trying
happened?
To communicate with us in this case? Or
No. Oh. No, it's not even a sentient spirit. It's just energy.
It's not always about you.
What are you talking about?
They're not trying to talk to you.
Now, are these
They're
spirits caught in between the our world and the other world, or why do they tend to stay?
Nobody really knows that.
Well, why wouldn't you ask one if you're communicating? This makes sense. Why are you here? Go, stupid.
I'll have to try that on Saturday night.
But I mean, it does make sense. I mean, at some point you're talking to a ghost. Hey, by the way, how come you're hanging out at this shithole? There's a better place down the block. I mean, why wouldn't you ask?
I think, you know, I think from what I heard, and even when you were speaking to those other folks in an interview, I think they're waiting for another spirit to lead them to the other world. I think they're lost.
It seems like that sometimes. Not always. Mm. There are times when it seems like a spirit may want to stop in and just let you know that they're there.
Mm-hmm. I like a spirit go, hey, like it's Norm at Cheers.
Well, a lot of times...
Casper!
We've been waiting for you. Give him as usual.
A lot of times...
Look at Joe conducting an interview.
I'm sorry. A lot of times there's a lot of electro static that right. from that people say. Now, when my mom obviously was alive, I said, look, when you pass on, could you give me a sign from the other side? Mm-hmm. And typical, I don't have time. I go, it's eternity. What do you got to do?
This is like my mother.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, for Christ's sake. All right, I'll figure it out.
So, for Christ's sake, yeah. Stupid, living yeah. in my house that I worked for.
Right. So my mom passed away. I'm getting married, and you saw how that worked out. But anyway, while I'm waiting for my groomsmen to show up, I'm alone in the house. Mm-hmm. And I looked up, I said, my wedding day, I need to have a sign from you that you're here.
Okay.
5 minutes later, the TV totally goes staticky for about
wow.
10 minutes. Never happened before, never happened after. Thoroughly convinced it was her.
You don't even have to believe to have these things happen. My yeah. former choir director, she and her husband live in a very old house that was built in the 1700s. Now, the husband, who's distantly related to me, oddly, he...
I like
sees.
How that's the most fascinating part of this whole
well,
interview.
No,
ghost
he,
and unlike he's related
sees
to me. I don't
spirits. He's more mm-hmm. open to it, and so are his sons. Now his wife doesn't believe in any of it. She's from Kansas. She's very sort of straight-minded.
I like the fact that she's from Kansas. She don't believe
in
shit.
They're in the middle of a plane. What can you believe? You can see all around you.
There's a tornado, Dorothy. We can't be worried about ghosts right now.
There's nothing but acreage and tornadoes. That's all we know.
Yeah, we don't need to worry about Boo, okay?
Until David comes to town. I got
she
your
had told me about one time when a friend of hers and... she were in her kitchen and they were chatting. All of a sudden, they heard this really loud noise as if the china cabinet had fallen over with a huge thud and everything broke.
Oh my God.
And they went running out to the living room to see what happened and how this possibly could have happened. Dead quiet. Everything was fine. Nothing had happened.
Nothing broken. Oh, that
Nothing.
Noise came out of nowhere.
Yep.
Wow. That's
yeah, but wait a minute. How can ghosts make noise? Part of what we hear is like ghosts can't really make noise
unless they
knock stuff over.
No, I've never heard that.
Maybe they're creating an incident that happened in the house years prior.
That's an interesting thought.
China cabinet incident?
Could be. Something like that. Something fell over. Something, how they died. Something like that.
Also, one of the laws of physics is the law of preservation of energy, which essentially says you cannot create or destroy energy. My theory, and a lot of other people's theories, is that when we die, the energy has to go somewhere.
Right.
Because there are no more electrical impulses going on in our brains because we're dead.
Well, has that theory been proven?
Well,
or is it just a theory?
It's physics.
Well, it's a theory.
No, electrons don't just die.
It's taught in physics classes.
Mm-hmm. I never took physics.
I didn't either, but I read it.
I don't read.
It just looks like when you go to a wake and you see somebody in the casket, it sounds kind of stupid, but the life is sucked out of them.
Absolutely.
It just seems a physical presence has been sucked away. And I think that's almost like the electric, that presence goes somewhere, the soul, the presence.
I hate
But why does it have to go
reason.
Somewhere? Why does it have to go somewhere?
Because the physical body has done functioning. And this presence that's been entered into the body.
But you're assuming there's a presence. Somewhere. You're assuming there's a presence.
But it just.
There might not be a presence.
But
might just be flesh and bone. That might be it.
But
we're also filled with energy.
Right.
And there is no more
energy. That's firing when our brain's alive.
Right. But the energy doesn't just go away because it stopped working our bodies.
Have you tried to do anything with the corpse? There ain't much energy coming out.
I can't really talk about that in front of
camera. But you just almost
That's why I wanted to ask.
But you almost answered the question where you ever tried to do anything? No, because that energy looks it dissipated. The soul has dissipated and gone somewhere else.
But that's a romantic belief that there's a soul. There might not be. So your atheists don't believe there's a soul. Atheists believe once you're done, you're done.
Okay, but in the context of the conversation, we're talking about ghosts and spirits. This would be a reason that you have a ghost
right, but
a spirit.
Right, but that's the question. Are we looking Because a lot of this, you know, it's very comforting. It's very comforting to think that this isn't it. It's very comforting to think that, you know, when somebody you love, you can still maybe communicate them, or they're still out there. I mean, we do these things to comfort us, but we don't have proof. I mean, Gail might say we have proof.
They're looking for proof.
Well,
they're
looking for proof. And why you call religion faith, it's faith. You have this
faith.
That's
what I said.
It's faith. So in the context of faith and a spirit,
but that's what I'm saying. It would seem like if you are a person of faith, whether you don't consider yourself religion or not, but a person of faith, it would seem that you are predisposed to believe and experience this.
I don't
think you have to be a person of faith either, because I know of several atheists who have had paranormal experiences.
Yes. You're looking at one.
And look at it this way. Having faith is like when you go, you're going to go to heaven and you're going to see Jesus and you're going to see the Holy Ghost. We're all going to be pals. We're going to have lunch on Tuesday. You know, but the full thing is, if you go.
I got to bring a planner with me? I just fucking die.
I understand.
Will there be pickles?
This is why Nettie got upset with you. You're planning everybody's afterlife. But can't you just let. We dealt with you on this planet. Do we got to deal with you in the other planet? Leave us alone. This is why we crossed over. You're annoying.
He'll be fighting all the ghosts that knock
right.
over things and put the everything
out. But stop messing shit up.
But
you're giving us a bad name. They think
we're
all slobs.
OCD with the other ghosts.
So out of the context of religion, if atheists are believing it, they do believe that a spirit or an energy.
Atheists don't necessarily believe that.
An energy might go somewhere.
Well, see, the thing is, you know, everybody who considers himself an atheist or perhaps agnostic or just not really, you know, still questioning, for lack of a better term, I consider myself an atheist, but I do believe that, because
you say you've experienced
physics,
something.
I have experienced things that I cannot account for, and they certainly felt real to me. I mean, when we were talking about the book for our previously scheduled guest, we were talking about phenomena that happened to us, and one of the things that I had experienced is that when my girlfriend and I, when we were young, her mother had rented a rental at the Delaware Shore, and we had gone down there earlier than the rest of the family had gotten there because we were teenagers at that point, and we took a room with two bunk beds in it, and we'd driven all night to get down there, and so we're still kind of awake, half asleep in our beds, and the family that had rented out the place had recently lost the father of the family, and when I was lying in bed and I wasn't quite asleep yet, I all of a sudden felt a presence behind me, and I turned my head and I just looked a little bit at the doorway, and I saw the outline of a man. But I didn't feel scared like it was like a real guy standing there, but I felt a man standing
and
there.
And then she heard zip.
and then I got excited.
Score. And nobody's going to see.
This is a real rental.
It's a well-hung ghost.
So you felt the presence.
I felt a presence, and I thought, you know, you second guess yourself.
That's
with
freaky.
This kind of thing. So I wondered, was I too sleepy? Was I imagining?
See, but that's another thing. I think if you're like a state, if you're not fully awake.
In the morning, I brought it up to my friend, thinking that she was going to make fun of me, and she said, "Oh no, I saw him too."
That's weird.
Wow,
she saw him too. So it wasn't just me. We both felt the dad of the family checking in on the kids.
Now, as an atheist, how do you feel? Do you think that's a spirit going to another world? Is it a spirit going to heaven?
Well, I'm
maybe
not,
it's a kid-touching spirit.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
No, there was
it was a perverted spirit.
No. Men have died. No kids were touched.
How would you know? You might not be able to feel it.
damn shame.
Damn you, dad ghost, come back.
Dad,
come here. And it's Bill Cosby. He
but
will.
My team has had experience with a butt-pinching ghost.
All right, we got to hear the best.
A butt-pinching ghost?
Yes, this is before I was with the team, because
like a ghost is a creep. Not only is he being a nuisance, but he's a lech. That's my type of ghost. Like just that. Looking
this
under
is,
your skirt, blowing
up. Before I was with the team. This is the reason I joined the team.
I want to get me some.
Action.
I'll tell you what. You find me one of these blowjob-giving ghosts, I'm going on the next hunt.
Yeah, succubus. We'll find you a succubus.
Succubus. Yeah, you didn't have to explain it. We got it. Yeah.
So with this butt pinching ghost, what's his deal?
Look at Joe rubbing his hands.
This is a fascinating conversation.
And exactly what? Where was that?
And how can we visit?
Yeah,
this was up at my friend Julia's place. MissFannies.com is her website.
Well, of course. It's Fanny. It's a
former owner's name, silly.
How ridiculous of me.
he was a Fanny pitcher.
Yes. Absolutely. Apparently, they were doing an investigation in the upstairs. I joined the team a little over a year ago, so it must have been before that. And various of the women on the team, not the one male, but the women on the team, at various times in the evening felt pinch in their backside.
Hmm.
I don't know if they got any EVPs, which is electronic voice phenomena, to find out. But when I was there at that house doing an investigation, when Brian Harnois from formerly with Ghost Hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was that on the Travel Channel? It was on one of those channels.
It was, oh God.
Was it History Channel?
Sci-fi.
No, it wasn't History.
No,
I
wasn't
think
sci-fi.
It was.
No,
it was, I believe it was the Travel Channel.
Yeah.
Very great. Very phenomenal show. It really was interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Not that it matters.
He was kind of fun to work with, but when we were in a particular room in the house where this spirit has manifested, interestingly, everybody sat down to do an EVP session to try and see if we could get anything on tape, any sounds or voices or anything. And they were all sitting down, and I said, oh, well, you know, I guess I'll just stand over there. No, sit down. You probably want to sit down.
Funny.
You don't want to get your butt
yeah. All right, so we're down this road.
We have an Italian ghost.
We've talked on this show. I believe the celebrity Kesha had one of these experiences where people have claimed that they've had sex with ghosts. Is that possible? I mean, we've talked about that.
Yes, we did.
I would think it's possible. I don't know if that would necessarily be a ghost or some other form. There are...
Other forms?
Yes. Things that were never human.
So they
entities.
Are they animals? Are they demons?
Some people call them demons. I'm not 100% sure I believe in demons. There are also things called elemental spirits, which...
Well, why would an elemental spirit want to have sex with a human?
I don't know. I don't know any.
Why would
I'm
things want to crawl up the butt of a sea cucumber?
Exactly.
These are things we can't answer.
Have you seen that butt?
And I wonder if there are ghosts of sea cucumbers.
So are there ghosts of dogs and cats, our pets?
Absolutely.
Really?
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 Yep.
Look at you, Pip. You're going to have a horde of cats forever.
We're full up.
I have heard...
No ghost kitties here. We got AIDS cat. That's as close as we get.
There's a small kitchenette at Miss Fanny's, and I've been there for... they've had psychics come and do readings on people. They've had various events there. And there's a small kitchenette off the dining room where we can all, you know, get a cup of coffee or some water or something like that.
It's also Pip's favorite website. Kitchenette.
Kitchenette.
Yes. And more than once, I heard a cat in the kitchenette yell.
Wait, what? A cat yell?
Yes, like, meow. Now,
Joe, would you like to bark?
You'll scare Miss Gale.
Julia has dogs. I don't know if she still has the tarantula. She now has
I do not need ghost tarantula.
No,
hanging
I don't
around.
Need. I don't need that.
This is why you get flushed.
That was my theory on why the ghosts weren't responding in that room, that particular room that had the tarantula.
Ghosts are afraid. Ghosts are not afraid of spiders. That's bullshit. If you're a Halloween decoration, you can't be afraid of other Halloween decoration. It makes no sense. You don't see witches afraid of pumpkins, stupid. Just use your head.
Yes, but are pumpkins afraid of witches?
No, of course not. They're jack-o'-lanterns. They
How
got flaming.
You know?
Because I've never seen a jack-o'-lantern go, ooh, get away from that witch. I have seen men afraid of witches.
Do you think it could be in that scammer site any longer if he's getting upset about this shit?
Because
it just
doesn't make sense. I don't know why you say these things without thinking.
The point with paranormal investigation is to try and debunk what might be going on scientifically so that you can calm down the homeowner. And oh, it's just your pipes rattling, or oh.
But do they really want to hear that? Because I mean, I would assume that they
sometimes.
I would assume that that's step one. Hey, let's get the plumber in here.
If you take them, if that's what they did on Ghost Hunters, because the guys work for Roto-Rooter or whatever. But they seriously, if you watch, it's coming back on in the fall, so watch it and you'll see. But
okay, it's appointment TV.
But you see them actually come and show the homeowner, look, this is what's making that sound.
Mm-hmm.
And then the homeowner knows, okay, I don't have, you know, cousin Angelica whistling at me to stop doing whatever I'm doing.
Well, see, but that's a thing now. If your house has ghosts, you can never have private time.
Hey, let me tell you something. That story I told about the room in that place.
Oh, I'm sure you scared that ghost in that hotel
room. 2 years ago, I'm back at that gig. And I got that room, and I go downstairs, and I don't want to tell him I know there's a ghost in there. I'm scared. I go, look, I don't smoke. It's a smoker. I smell smoke. Sorry, that's the only room we have. So I go back in the room, and I'm like, close it. I'm like, hey, you buddy, let's make it a nice weekend now.
Joe's like, yes, I'm not jerking off this weekend. No.
But let me
maybe he likes an audience.
But I get
getting it all over the ghost. You pissed the ghost off. I didn't know you were there. I didn't see you.
You know what? They're used to ectoplasm. What's the big deal?
It's a ghost. You know what? Oh, you see the two of them sliming each other.
I just got a nasty visual on that.
Told the ghost, it was a bachelor party two doors down on the Saturday, and make it all sorts of noise. I look at the guy. I go, sick him. Scare the shit out of him. We need to get some sleep. Yeah.
Talking to
there
a ghost.
There you go. Sick him. There you go.
Get out a Ouija board and like do it properly, Joe. What's wrong with you?
All right. So say you actually do happen to come upon a haunting. It's not the pipes.
Right.
You know, your equipment says this is real. Can you actually get rid of a ghost?
You can try.
That's a no.
Who are you going to call?
is that one of the goals of your group?
Yes.
It is.
I would think, once you find out there's a ghost, there's either two options. You move, or you try to get rid of the ghost.
Do you try to reason with it? Sounds kind of like you reason with the ghost. You try to talk to the ghost and say...
Like if you got a nuisance ghost, like one that's like scaring the kids or dangerous, because some of them are dangerous, right?
There's different theories on that as well as to whether they can actually harm you or not.
Well, if you can feel them pinch your ass.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming if you feel them in some physical way, they can cause harm.
Well, come to think of it, when we were investigating at the place where they had the electrical lines in the cellar ceiling, one of my teammates actually got strangled by her own equipment.
I would say that's a nuisance ghost. I would say that's a ghost causing a problem.
But what was interesting is they're all up from Dutchess County. I'm the only one on the team from Rockland.
Mm. And you guys have jerseys?
Pardon?
You guys have jerseys, your team?
We should.
We should get jerseys.
We have t-shirts. That's about
that's
it.
That's cool. Get little numbers.
Yeah. I'll bring that up Saturday.
You should have me at the meeting.
They'll disband.
I have that effect.
Yes.
I'll get sucked into their drama.
You have a 30-day ban on their group, too.
There were two people up in one of the upstairs rooms doing an EVP session, trying to get, you ask a question and then you wait for a while. And
how long's a while? How long do you
have? Well, 30 seconds, a minute.
Oh, that's
not
too bad.
Yeah.
I guess.
And then later on, reviewing evidence is really kind of boring sometimes because...
Well, that's the science.
Usually, right. Usually you don't get anything, so... To have to listen to all that tape all over again
it's
to
like
see
our
if
show.
You've gotten anything.
It's very tedious, usually not getting much, and you just listen to it all over and over again.
Looking for some shred of...
Entertainment.
So there were the two people up there, the only guy on our team, and this lady, and she had what you call a real-time voice recorder on, which you put these headphones on, and you can hear in real time whatever is going into the recorder that you're holding in your hand. And she didn't have the lines from the earphones tucked around her neck or anything. But apparently, now that this was all in a darkened room, she felt the lines start to tighten and tighten and
around
tighten.
Her neck.
Yes. And finally, she had a yell for the guy that was with her to come help her. And I didn't know what was going on up there. I was downstairs in the dining room, and she came down, and she looked very stricken,
very
pale.
Now, was there marks on her neck? Because, I mean, if somebody's pressing on your skin like that, trying to strangle you where you feel like you're being choked, it should leave a mark, at least initially.
You know, I don't remember offhand, quite honestly. But what I found...
I mean, that would be the first thing I would look for.
Right.
Yeah.
That will bring me to another story, but let me finish this one. They didn't know, since they weren't from the area, that a hanging had taken place nearby.
I know the building that she's talking about. In the building.
Not
but
in
nearby.
The building, right. Yeah.
But the person had been held there.
Right.
I had a close friend of mine, and she was telling me, and this is about 3 years ago, that she was asleep in bed, and she felt it was a demon pushing down on her, and she heard breathing, and she's like, I'm trying to get out, and this thing is holding me down.
That would bug me.
You know? Yeah.
I don't like your mannerisms.
Yeah.
And you're being fresh.
I'm like,
Cosby the demon.
I have asthma already. Leave me alone.
So that was kind of scary.
Now, did she look into that to find out if she has what they call sleep paralysis? Because that's apparently a condition that you wake up, but part of your brain isn't quite functioning right. So you're aware and you can see, but you can't really move.
Wow.
I need to ask her that. I'll have to ask her that.
Yeah.
All right, so we didn't answer the question. You got this ghost. This ghost is a butt-pinching or strangling type of ghost. Well, you know, not your friendly ghost. You want this ghost gone. What do you do?
Well, you can sage the place, which means taking this long bunch of dried... It's not the kind of sage you use when you're making turkey stuffing. It's a plant.
It's not a Thanksgiving type of chick.
And no. And from what I understand, it looks like a huge blunt, really.
How convenient that something like this would involve something that looks like a
ghost. But it doesn't smell the same, because to me...
Yeah, a bunch of them whacking. No, we're just getting rid of the ghost. Yeah. Sure you are.
Oh, ghost.
All right. You know, I was starting to believe in some of this stuff.
We got smoke.
You can't get a ghost high. Then it's going to raid your fridge, and you don't know what a ghost eats.
Angel food cake.
There it is. Or devil food cake.
So you go from room to room with the sage, and you can be saying prayers depending on what your tradition is.
So is it a religious thing?
I would say yes.
See,
because
you never hear about
New Agey.
You never hear about Orthodox Jews giving a good bracha to get rid of like the rabbi ghost. You never hear that.
They'll just nag the ghost out.
No, the ghost will nag back. It's supernatural. It's stupid. And has supernatural nagging powers. So you didn't call. No. Now we're going to talk all the time while you're trying to sleep. This is what happens when you don't call your mother. Would you like to sleep? Boo. Why don't you tell me how the children do? You gotta move. You gotta. If you got an Orthodox Jewish ghost, you need to put pork all around the house. It's the only way you get. See, you guys need me in your group. I'm a problem solver.
You know what? On that little segment here, I think he might.
Yeah, it's like Billy.
You might get a call. We got a kosher ghost, Devin. We need you.
So this is who you bring. Why couldn't it be a doctor? You bring a comedian. I'm not gonna respond to a comedian ghostbuster.
And there's David going, all right, we'll be here a while.
He didn't even finish law school. This is the best you can bring me?
Look, this ham and cheese sandwich is all over the place.
You need me. And the same would work for your Muslim ghost too. Pork.
Yeah.
Pork should be part of the ghost busting fanny pack. No. You guys should have pork chops on, and you just wing them at ghosts.
But in the Northeast, how many Jewish or Muslim ghosts are you going to get, really?
Well, listen, Gail, this is your fucking area of expertise. How do I know? I'm not going on ghost hunts.
Hello, Muncie.
Yes!
Yeah.
You go to Brooklyn? You're tripping over Jewish ghosts.
There you go.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do Jewish ghosts, because we think of ghosts as looking white, do Jewish ghosts dress in all black?
I have no idea.
This is something you guys need to investigate.
I've only seen the one.
No, because we think of a white sheet.
No.
For regular ghosts, I would think of Jews, the black.
Okay.
By the way, Trucker Tom has an idea. He said that how you get rid of the ghosts is you tell the ghost, shoo, while aiming a fan randomly around the room. That's his clearing technique.
A fan?
Yes. What did he fart, or is he trying to get rid of a ghost?
Electric fan. Oh, wait. Hand
you're right. Yes.
It sounds like company's coming over, and Trucker Tom just farted. And this, that's what it sounds like. He's turning on the fan and going, shoo,
oh,
shoo.
Oh, shoo.
She's going to be here in 5 minutes. Shoo fart.
No,
shoo.
No, that was the investigation where half the investigators, all the guys ate Sonic before they...
Oh,
well, sometimes you
got to
show a ghost who's boss.
Yeah.
All right,
I
so, all
never
right.
thought of that.
So you got this sage. Presumably you're doing some religious cantation.
Right, except sage is sometimes used by Christians along with holy water. It's used by Wiccans. It's used by Native Americans. So you kind of have a broad range there.
But again, no
sage.
Jews and Muslims. Anti-Semitic.
It seems like the go-to
right,
for
right,
that.
Yeah.
I wonder who discovered that. You know, the first they tried oregano, that's not working, paprika. They came upon sage. Well, this seems to get the ghost away. Let's go with this.
Yeah, right.
How do you
hears,
think marijuana was discovered in the first place? They were trying to get a ghost gone.
That makes sense.
Like, you know, this is the most awesome thing we ever burnt in here.
Funny thing, ghost never went, just got really high and was friendly after that.
That could be an interesting but unlawful in New York experiment.
Go to Jersey. They'll do anything there. All right, so you got the stage. You got some type of cantation.
Right.
Because we got to wrap this up, so I want to tell people
right.
what they can expect when you folks come and they have a ghost that they don't want to be with anymore.
Well, depending, it may or may not work.
Well, that's a problem.
And sometimes it cheeses them off even more.
Really, they hit the roof, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, they go right through
yeah.
it.
Up the chimney.
Yeah,
I
can
expect.
You imagine that? Like the ghost is sitting there and go, really? Yeah. This is what you got, stupid?
Yeah, you feel like that sometimes.
Oh. Now I'm going to rattle my chains all night. I'm not stopping at midnight.
Yeah, and I'm going to press on your
essentially,
leg.
She's alluding to that.
See, that would freak me out by calling them because I don't want to piss it off if I'm just trying to get answers. You know what? Maybe the ghost is like, listen, you do your thing, I'll do my thing. Then you invite these fine folks over. Now the ghost has really got to tell the whole neighborhood.
But you know what? Maybe that's what you – maybe that sometimes you do that. If you get to a thing and go, all right, look – you want to stay? Could you at least do this? These are the ground rules.
Yes,
and we both
absolutely.
Will.
I like it.
Absolutely.
It's like you're at your plumbing job. You're negotiating with the ghost.
No,
you want to be here? Could you not pinch my butt? Could you not with the?
I think every negotiation, no matter what, should start with that.
The shit with the chains. Could you do between 7 and 8? You know, and
pretty
ephemeral
much.
Hands.
Yeah,
off.
But you're a ghost. Why the hell would you listen? Deal with it, asshole.
Because then, they're going to be trying things to get you. Want peace and quiet, too. You're a ghost. So
but a ghost can go wherever it wants.
But if a ghost likes it there and you want to, and these people are there, maybe it's a reasonable ghost and you both can coexist.
Are ghosts reasonable?
Some of them.
Oh. See?
You wouldn't be one.
No.
It depends. Let me tell you
just
something.
Just hear a ghost barking. Oh, Christ, Curry's haunted
me. Let me tell you so realistically. That house.
He had to die in my house.
I lived in my house for 50 years. Okay, when I croak, I'm probably going to wander around that place, but I'm going to be very, I'm going to be very, nice around.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll
people.
Be a real treat, just like you are in real life.
I know I'm not. I'll be nice. I won't say, I'll walk around.
Fine, we're
going to
conduct an experiment. Let's kill him and see if he comes back nicer.
I'll walk around. I'll try not.
If we kill him now, he'll be locked in here.
Right,
but
let's go around the corner.
If I do come back, because I either want to be reincarnated as a seagull, or I want to come back. You know, if I do come back and I go and I'm in that house, I'll be cool, be conscientious. I won't bother anybody. Maybe I'll take a soda out of the fridge once in a while. You know, that's about it.
Yeah, but knowing you, you'd be logging. Well, I earned this soda. I haunted for this amount of hours. Sitting there watching TV. I'm going boo in every room. I earned this soda.
You people get out of my house. You haven't put in enough sweat equity.
As somebody that went to law school, you will appreciate that I did it to find the equity in the house. It was billable hours. Billable hours. How many hours?
Are you justifying your haunting now to me?
No, I'm just divine me what I did alive around my house.
Subjects there.
You just see Joe walking around new practicing
now
for death.
Now
boo!
Now you're going to be talking to the past tense.
Oh, by the way, I scared the shit out of Pip when she walked
yes,
in.
Yeah.
She opened the door. I opened the door for her. I go, boo! Ah! Like we didn't know we were dealing with ghosts tonight?
Yeah, but you didn't. I didn't know why you did that, but you've never done that before.
Well, we never had a ghost hunter before.
Oh, no.
It was a tribute to our guest.
You don't know how tightly wound I am.
Well, I do now. It's on my front porch.
Sorry about that.
Saw a sea cucumber come out of there. I was a little concerned.
but that's the question is when you think or are pretty sure or you know you have what we call, quote unquote, friends at your house.
Well, we don't want to insult.
Right. Yeah. ask yourself the question, do I want to ignore them? Because that tends to give them less power.
Mm-hmm.
Especially okay. if it's, you know, something that's being obnoxious. If you ignore it, eventually, I mean, it may take months, but eventually it's just going to.
You know what? I think
I'm
moving, and I don't think I'm mentioning that in the sale.
Mm.
You know what? That is against the law.
Who's going to prove that you knew a ghost was there?
You know what? If you in any way documented it, and then you're...
I'm not keeping a journal. I'm not a 12-year-old girl.
You don't have any manners.
Let me open up my Hello Kitty diary and jot down my thoughts of the cute boy in class and the ghost haunting my house.
Now, has there ever been an incident of a ghost that liked the family?
Yeah.
And some people broke into the house to rob it, and the ghost would scare the shit out of them?
That should be a guard ghost.
That would be really cool.
Are you writing a screenplay right now?
It sounds like he is.
Like if somebody broke in the house
guard
and
ghost.
The ghost was like the family and he saw intruders coming in trying to rob the place, the ghost would just do what ghosts do and try to scare the shit out of the people
that
breaking
would be
in.
The best
That's very
alarm.
Stereotypical, by the way, saying what ghosts do. How do you know what they do?
I'm just bringing
they
up
might crochet.
I am bringing up a scenario. we're telling they get up in the morning, they have eggs, they watch TV, they walk the dog.
Imagine, could you imagine ghost life sucks as much as our life?
But I'm just saying.
Really
a
have to do this all over again but be invisible?
Speaking of the pet ghosts.
All right, and then we're gonna wrap on this.
Okay, I had two Bernese Mountain Dogs. Pip knows that a couple of years ago I lost one to degenerative myelopathy. Now, he used to play with the one I still have. They used to play and jump around in the living room. And for a month after Nicholas died, I would be sitting there every morning reading my paper, eating, you know, having my coffee. And all of a sudden, for a little while, Noah would start jumping around and playing with no one.
You know, I do think animals might. If this does exist, I do get the impression sometimes that animals are seeing things that we aren't seeing.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And that was.
Or they're animals, and you know, cats are known to lick their ass and run around the house for no reason. I mean, that's it's one or the other.
And yell at the top of their lungs like my Roger. Yes.
Well, it's like when my mom passed away. We had a cat, and my mom were inseparable. So the cat was just very scared. You know, couldn't find her for 2 days, and she was very scared. So, and I know my mom, if she was coming back as a spirit, she would see the cat.
Not see you.
Well, I think she came back on my wedding day, but she's had enough of me.
She waited on you. The cat couldn't wait.
If we told my mother's spirit, I'm not coming back to him. He's a federal case.
Clean the litter, you asshole.
And, and he's giving away most of my house.
All right. So, Gail.
Yes.
Where can people contact you or Indie Para to learn more about some of your ghost hunting adventures and where, you know, one of our listeners is having a haunting experience where you guys can come and help them?
We have a Facebook page. It's Indie Para, IndyPara. And we have a website, IndyPara.com. And if you want to hear some EVPs, there are some on the Miss Fanny's website, www.missfannies.com. And one of them, it turns out, was the former owner of the house saying, my house.
Wow. Now, Miss Fanny's, is that Fanny with an I-E-S or?
M-I-S-S. FANNYS.
Thank you.
.com.
So they heard the ghost saying the former owner saying my house.
Well, at first they thought it was a man because it was a very deep voice.
It was Caitlin.
But no.
I wonder what he's going to come back as. That's going to be very interesting.
But
do you ever have cross-dressing ghosts?
I don't know.
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
See, confused ghost coming back, still can't. Even in the afterlife, doesn't know what the hell wants to be.
Daughter of the former housekeeper of the former owner had visited Julia, and when Julia played the EVP for her, she said, oh, yes, that's Miss Fanny.
Wow.
Oh, she had a deep voice herself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
In her later years, as often women's voices do get deeper.
Right.
She did, and she recognized the voice.
Wow. I thought I had a ghost in my house one time. It was like lights were coming on for no reason. I remember turning them on, and I got mad. I'm like, look, if you want to be a ghost, I don't know who you are. If you want to say boo, rattle chains, don't run up my electric bill, okay?
There you go.
I'm telling you right now, okay? Let's do this in an economical fashion here.
Mm-hmm. Her name is Gail Newcomb. The website is indiepara.com. Is it expensive for you guys to come out?
No, we don't charge.
Oh, see, look at that. You get free ghost hunting. You can't beat that. Check out the website. Check out. There's a bunch of cool stories on there from some of their experiences. Check that out. Do you want to give out your email for people to contact you? Or?
Oh, no, there's email address.
No, no. What she's telling you is she'd rather hang out with ghosts than you creeps. All right, we will be back. Pip, tell people where they can hear us.
You can listen to Davinsden Live every Tuesday on Davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, TheIndieAuthority.com, RuthlessRadio.fm, TalkSuperStation.com, CyanNetRadio.com, GoneRogueRadio.com, TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com, and TalkSuperStation.com plays us on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davinsden. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davinsden. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, Davinsden.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
We'll be back with us scamming the scammers. What happens when a potential victim finds out that his girl might be getting fed lines? We'll be back in a few minutes. You are listening to Davinsden.